Welcome everybody back into another episode of Grub Buds. Definitely the first time we've done this intro. I'd like to welcome everybody back. I believe this is episode number 7? Episode number 7, right? I want to say 6 was the Bacon Club Chalupa. I basically just measure episodes in chalupas at this point. How many chalupas have we eaten? I think Bacon Club Chalupa was episode 5. Then we had the really drunk one last week for number 6 and number 7. But again, welcome everybody in. My name, of course, is Truman Steen, live on twitch.tv/steammachine or found on twitter.com/steammachine. Of course, I've got to introduce my guest. I'm joined by 3 totally different people. None of you were on this one last week, right?
No.
We're gonna keep mixing up. All right, we'll go from top left. Brandon, how are you doing? Welcome in.
How's it going? Happy to be here.
Happy to be here. We've got Cole in the top right. Cole, how's it going?
Hey, it's going great. Also, happy to be here.
Happy to be here. And of course, I think the only other guy who streams here, twitch.tv/domination7. Oh, and Dom, how are you doing?
I am also hashtag happy to be here, Truman.
All right. We're all happy to be here. I'm even happy to be here. I'm Truman Steen. This is Grub Buds. What do we do on Grub Buds? We eat food and talk about weird news. What are we eating today, you may ask? Well, we've decided to become spicy boys. And we're going for the Hardee's Fiery Menu. We're going to, what is it, the Fiery Famous Star? And then it was just like the tenders with their fiery sauce. That's what we're doing. That's the plan today. So, we're going to start with the tenders, right? That's what we've all agreed on here?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Yep.
And, you know, first things first, these are some small tenders. I don't know what you guys got, but this is literally, this is a not fantastic. I've had bigger tenders for sure. Not off to an amazing start. I know Owen had a great time in the drive-thru there.
Mine are actually kind of big. Mine are bigger
than
yours.
Whoa, all right. All right. It's not about the size of the tender. It's about the taste of the tender. All right, dude.
I mean, yeah, apparently mine are way bigger than y'all's.
Brandon's got the most fans in my chat right now, by the way. But
wow.
We do love some rats.
Wow. Oh, see, you guys got... Did you guys go to the same one and then Cole go to a different one? I know you guys all...
By Brandon guys, and I, oh, there's literally only 2 Hardee's. Like,
right.
That, yeah.
But you guys all had to have been close.
I went to the one... Oh. Right.
Oh.
Cole and I know went to different ones.
All right.
Yes. Yeah.
That fiery sauce, a little bit of a kick. I licked the lid because I'm an idiot. Because I opened it, I was like, oh, you got to lick the lid on the sauce. Everybody does that.
Sure. Yeah.
Ooh. Fucking don't. I mean, it's not. It's not.
It's
not overwhelmingly spicy, but I was just. I had my brain on autopilot. It was not ready for the lick of spice. But all right. So, let's go for it. Get our first taste in here. Cheers, boys.
Cheers, lads.
On the tender, a little better. It's got. It's not just pure heat. I'd say it's got a bit of a smoke to it.
It's got like a ranchy flavor. I mean,
mm-hmm.
It's got to be. The sauce has got to be like something in ranch, man. It's got like a jalapeno ranch. It starts off really cool. And then the spice kind of hits in more on the back end.
Mm-hmm.
But also, these tenders are actually really good for fast food tenders.
Yeah.
I'm a bit impressed, to be honest. Yeah.
I agree. Yeah. I'm impressed on both parts there. Yeah, this, like you said, the sauce is like smooth, but then actually fiery. Like I was also kind of expecting the spice to be underwhelming, but that's not the case at all.
No,
it is spicy. That is,
I would say that about Hardee's. They don't water down much. They're like, hey, you want this burger? This burger is 1,400 calories, and we're gonna put that in the ad for it. It is the biggest, baddest burger you've ever seen. It'll make you feel terrible, and that's why we call it the big bad make you feel terrible burger, new at Hardee's. And it's like, yeah, dude, yeah, I appreciate that.
I like that Rick and Morty style ad reading. That was really impressive.
Thank you. Thank you.
I think the sauce could honestly be a little bit spicier. It definitely gets spicier as you put more in your mouth and it adds up. But,
mm-hmm.
I mean...
Mm. I mean, I think that's always going to be a complaint with fast food probably. Is because they've got to water it down for the general public. And so
right.
It isn't like when you go... Like, if you go to Wingstop... And you get the Atomic. At that point, they're like, all right, you're not an idiot, or you are an idiot, and you have ordered this. We can make it as hot as we want. That way, if somebody gets the original hot, they're not coming in. They're like, it's too spicy. It was like, it was hot on the menu. It says hot. So, like, but I mean, it says fiery. So, I would expect a little more kick on it. But, like, I'm shocked by the depth of flavor, that it's not just spicy, and that it's actually got a little something behind
there
it.
There we go.
Mm-hmm.
But, all right, so food isn't just the only thing we do on this podcast, show, whatever you want to call it. We also do weird news. And we're going to have a show vet take the first news story of the week. Owen, you want to tell us about your weird news?
Okay.
Tell us.
Oh, that was a really good bite. I'm sorry I had to shove that in there. But, all right. So, today.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm going over a news story. I looked up Kansas man.
Oh, different?
I went with Florida man last week. This week I went with Kansas man. Like, hold up. Can you show us your sauce real quick, Cole? Mine's like a... Oh, okay, never mind. Yeah.
Am I the only one who got this small container of sauce?
Yeah,
I'm very upset.
I also got the small container.
Oh yikes!
I would kill for more sauce.
Speaking of True. Killing, my story. So, Kansas man, who requested trial by sword fight for a custody dispute.
Oh.
So, this man challenged his Iowa ex-wife to a trial by sword fight, and because of that, he must undergo a psychological evaluation. And is temporarily banned from seeing his children without supervision. So this 40-year-old man from Paola, Kansas, filed a motion for trial by combat on January 3rd, in which he asked Iowa District Court in Shelby County to allow him to settle his child custody dispute with a duel. He said that the attorney of his ex-wife could stand in her place, and he would rend their souls from their corporeal body. The story goes on. The ex-wife testified her husband's request was clearly threatening. He says he's the main reason he said this because he's upset about the dissolution trial for the custody of his kids. He argues that he was simply exercising his freedom of speech. He testified that he's not a threat to anyone, especially his children. He then testified, this is the best part of the article. He testified if he was a threat, he would simply act upon the threat. But since he has not, he's okay.
What? He would act if he was.
He said if he was a threat, that he would act on it. But since he hasn't acted on a threat, he's not a threat. Which makes him just more threatening. There's also a follow-up. Which is how I found this article in the first place. He was actually found not crazy by a psychological evaluation. So, Kansas man, he wants to sword fight his ex-wife for custody of his kids.
So wait, if he's found not crazy, then when's the sword duel?
Hopefully soon.
If it's sane, mm-hmm. Are they selling tickets?
Oh. Thoughts? Yeah. Halftime of Farmageddon next year. Thoughts? Iowa versus Kansas? I don't think it gets much better than this.
Trial by sword fight? How Vince McMahon hasn't picked up this story yet is beyond me.
Yeah, dude. Why hasn't Kansas and Iowa voted to reopen Bloodsport? I don't see the disconnect here. You know, that's clearly taxable. Make some new roads out of that.
They just need to go to New Jersey. Everything's legal in New Jersey.
That's true.
True.
But yeah, Kansas man for you. I thought I'd spice it up. Last time I was on with the Florida man story, I wanted to go with the Kansas man this time.
I'm torn here. I'm in between.
What's confusing, dude?
Like, respectfully appreciating it, but also thinking, you know, is like, how much can I appreciate this before I'm also cheering for Bloodsport, you know?
Hey, man. Like, I'm just here to, I'm just here to incite the thought. I'm not here to have a thought on it myself. So you can draw that line where you may. I'm just the news guy.
Drop a thought on it real quick. Tell me your thought on this. I want to know.
Well, you know, I'm making your job. I'm pretty sure that in Texas you can do trial by combat, but the other party has to agree. But then again,
that feels fake.
If we set the precedent for trial by combat, then murderers will just say that they already did their trial by combat when they kill somebody. So then you can just kill someone and say, "Oh, we had a trial by combat and I won." So okay. Yeah, trial by combat probably not good.
You can't kill them. But you can, in effect, Texas law allows two people to fight and injure each other. If you're being prosecuted for an assaultive offense, you might be able to claim that you are engaged in mutual combat.
And this defense
could help you win your case or convince the prosecutor to drop the charges against you. You know what? That should be the law of the land at this point. You know, a quick bar fight. You know, I was just thinking about this the other day. You can't have bar fights anymore. There's too much assault. You know what, Texas? Sure, why not? Trial by combat. Fuck it.
Hey, man. Like I said, it's a slippery slope. You know, it gets down to the point where, you know, you get in a fight with somebody, and then you shoot them, and then you just get to go, oh, we were doing trial by combat, and I won. So, I don't know, man. Slippery slope.
Totally unrelated note, but me and Owen are going to be debating many sports topics tomorrow on Tuesday on Dom That's True. But sorry, Brandon, what were you going to say?
I was going to say, imagine if like this sword fight was like actually going to happen. Like, what if you just cut off like, you know, your opponent's arm and you just say, oh, it's fine, you know, trial by combat.
Technically, you if you agreed to it, if it was that's mutual, true. You can't walk up and punch somebody in the face and go trial by combat. That's not how it works. But
right,
if,
right.
Well, but how do we as the lawmakers differentiate? How are you going to do that?
I mean, I think that's the issue with it, right? That's the issue with trial by combat. Probably slippery slope. But, I mean, at the end of the day, I think it's all about honor, right? Like, you're a jerk if you say, yeah, we can fight, no problem. And then when Johnny Law comes around, you say, oh, no, he assaulted me, officer. See, then you're a coward. But you just got to stick to your guns. I think it's all about honor. If you're a man of honor, whatever. Trial by combat.
Definitely.
I don't. But against your own wife or ex-wife? I don't know. Would you fight for your kids with a sword?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
I think we all would, right? We'd all lay down our lives for our kids. None of us have kids, but our ideal it in the future, if we had children, we'd probably
our theoretical kids. Would
I'd fight
theoretically. Yeah. Put your theoretical body on the line for your theoretical future children.
In sword combat, for sure.
Yeah. At the same time, if somebody challenges me to a fight by sword combat, I'm probably not gonna take that fight because it's got to take a lot of confidence to challenge someone to a fight. I don't imagine I have the confidence to challenge someone to a fight with a sword. That's so, just
sorry.
I think Ella knows this, but based on my sword experience in elementary school,
yes,
I would definitely consider it.
Brandon might kick all
sorry.
Over our
we have a few people in the chat weighing in. One of them, my own father, said that he would not fight for his child by sword combat. In case anyone was curious. Not today, unlucky. Not tomorrow. He said no fucking swords. Anything else? If you want to challenge my dad for me, a 23-year-old adult, bring a sword.
You get it for free. It's free, but, too free.
I got a bad feeling. You're probably bringing a sword to a gunfight, though. So, but
that might be your dad's willing to go pistols at dusk, but not katanas at dawn. What the hell, dude?
All right. All right. Now that we've got the overarching rule of the sword, you know, from my own dad, telling me whether or not he'll fight for me by sword by combat. Let's look at our next story. Flip a coin. You know what? Yeah, I'll go next. I'll go next, Cole. Cole, you'll go third. We'll let the newbie cap us off here at the end. But I'll go next here. My story revolves around a 2009 story. And so we would have all been 12, right?
12-ish, yeah.
12-ish.
Yeah.
Sorry, and for the record, my dad said he would fight for my twin sister with a sword. Thanks, Dad. Love that. but it's surrounding Balloon Boy. Do you guys remember this story?
Bubble Boy, you mean? In 19, no. Like the 80s, right?
No, Balloon Boy. Mm-hmm. It was about a boy who had been trapped in a makeshift hot air balloon and was supposedly floating around Colorado. Okay. And they didn't know how to get him down. So, the parents there... So I guess let's talk about Balloon Boy first. So in 2009, this happened, and they like halted flights in the Denver airport. This was in Colorado. They weren't sure how to get it down and like how to do it safely. You know, you're gonna hurt the child, all that stuff. And so eventually, they follow this balloon, and it finally runs out of air, and they get in. You know, they get the balloon down, and they get into the basket, and there's no child there. And as it turns out, the child had been hiding in a box the whole time in the attic.
It was a prank.
It was... Okay, so... All right, so... Yeah, I guess he was just... Whether or not the parents... It was planned by the whole family. So what brings you to do this... I mean, see, like, I can imagine my dad, like, pranking the whole national media by not putting me in a fake balloon. But it's... But what this story is around Christmas time of 2020, the Colorado governor pardoned the family. Pardoned the parents. They had a few crimes, but they stated that they were all ready to move past the spectacle from a decade ago, that the precious time and resources of law enforcement officials and the general public. So, like, nobody got hurt. It was mostly just like it was just really inconvenient for a lot of people. That was basically the crimes they were charged with was, you know, you basically just
halted a few flights.
You basically just waste everybody's time. You made everybody look at a balloon. You pranked. You can't prank on that big of a scale. You know, we don't all just go, ha ha, good prank, time to go home. You know, there's rules. There's rules to this. If you tell us there's a kid in there, then now there's rules. And I don't know if. Do you let these guys go? Do you give them the pardon? Not to play judge, jury, and executioner here, but that's what we do on GrubBuds.
Nice, well, I mean, are we going to send the 9-year-old, then 9-year-old kid, now 19, in a full adult to jail?
No, they pardoned the parents.
Oh, okay. They pardoned, were there any charges against the kid?
You're not going to charge the kid. No, the kid was he's 9 years old.
Well, he's 19 now, right?
Yeah.
So that's...
Are you saying that he should be charged?
They charged him in 2009.
Oh, okay, okay.
And again, this was planned by the family. The kid didn't prank the parents. The whole family pranked the whole national media. Which, why the kid had to hide in the box in the attic? I guess the cops probably show up and go, "Are you sure he's not in the house?" And they're like, "We're pretty sure." And he's like, and the kid's in there like fucking idiots, just hiding in the box in the attic. Bet you didn't check the box in the attic, idiots. But,
I mean, I'm fine with the pardon. I mean... Yeah, again, it's a prank that got carried away, and obviously it wasted some people time. But like you said, nobody got hurt, and right. Most delayed a few business flights. A couple people missed some meetings.
Yeah, right.
I'm fine with the pardon personally.
Right.
Yeah, I agree. And it sounded like, so when I saw that I think it seemed like it was hurting their lives pretty bad to have those crimes, because they were felonies, I believe. But to have that on their record, I think, was damaging their lives. And I feel like a decade of your life being kind of ruined is that's enough. Yeah, that's good. You did your thing.
Right.
Just from the story, it kind of... Sorry, Colt.
No, go ahead.
So from the story, it kind of sounds like it was just a prank that got carried too far anyway.
Right.
Yeah.
Like I think it was just supposed to be, haha, there's a kid in this balloon, and okay, now it comes down. Not, okay, now the National Guard is involved.
Yeah.
Right. At some point, you could have told them at any point, hey guys, this has gone on too far. Like, there's no kid up there, you know? It's like, at some point, you're like, guys, just make sure it comes down safely. Like, the punishment probably would have been less at any point if you said, yeah, I don't think there's not actually a kid up there, guys. We're sorry that it's gone this far. But instead, they let it get as far as it possibly could. And they were like, yeah, the kid's in the attic. Like, once they were like, where's the fucking kid? And see, like, I'm too much of a jokester. Because once they were like, where's the kid? They're like, I'd be like, the kid's not in the basket? But
you're in that far. That's just, you're in too far. That's the you keep going.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. There was a story on Reddit of a guy who acted like he didn't know what a potato was. And, like, he told his girlfriend's parents, like, he was at dinner with his girlfriend's parents. So they were like, you know what a fucking potato is? And he's like, no, I don't. And he had to, like, it was either at that point you either explain that you've pulled a really dumb joke on your girlfriend for months, or you double down and say, yeah, I'm just an idiot. And so the story goes is that you double down and you say, what? You know? No, I don't know what a potato is. What? There's no kid in the basket. Yeah, I don't. Somebody owes me a kid. Yeah. I mean, it's weird that out of all the pardons, it comes 12 years later or 11 years later. And they're like, you know what? Right. We thought it over for that long. And we've decided, nah, we're all right.
Yeah.
And
if it happens the second time, though, you're fucked.
This is, you got a punch card, and there's only two punches. First punch death is penalty. Free. Second punch, death penalty. Yeah, exactly. I think Colorado still got
death penalty. You prank the media twice, you're gonna die.
All right.
No one does that to the U.S. media.
Let's talk about chicken strips. Let's talk about chicken tenders. Let's rank these bad boys. I guess they're just the fiery, like I don't want to call them the fiery chicken tenders, because the chicken tenders themselves aren't spicy. It was literally just chicken tenders with fiery sauce.
Yeah.
But if you had to rank the whole experience, I'll go first. We'll go counterclockwise. We'll go Owen, Brandon, Cole, me. But I'll go first, though.
Okay.
So we do it out of 100 here. It's a good chicken tender. I think that's the most surprising part of it, is that it looks worse. And then you taste it and you're like, it's actually pretty good piece of chicken. Yeah, you know, it's like, this is actual, it's an actual pretty good slice of chicken. I was going to say meat. I guess it's meat. Yeah, and then the fiery sauce has good depth to it. It's got a smoky flavor. It's not just cayenne. You know, a lot of places just were like cayenne, you know, and it's probably like a barbecue sauce mixed in there with ranch, and then they add a little bit of cayenne. Either way, I did enjoy it. I liked it. You know, it didn't blow me away. It's not the best fast food item I've ever had in my entire life. It's no cheesy gordita crunch for sure.
Cheesy gordita crunch.
Or toasted cheddar chalupa. But awesome. I'd have to give it a passing grade for sure. I'd have to put it up there. And this may sound negative on the way that we've ranked some things, but I've realized that maybe we've ranked some things too high. We've started off too high on the ranking system on this show. Is that it's out of 100, but we all are used to the grading school, the grade school, high school, college format of anything lower than a 60 is a fail. And then you go D, which is still bad, and C, which is still not great, and then B, which is still... oh, it's good, but you didn't do great. And then it's an A, which is, you know, you did what was expected. And so, going back to an actual 100-point scale, I put this like a 71. I think that's where I'd put it. It's solid. It's good to eat. It's a good piece of chicken. Yeah, I'd have to give it a 71. It didn't blow me out of the water. It didn't disappoint me. It sounded good. I mean, it tasted good. It was as advertised. The fiery sauce has a nice kick to it. The chicken's a nice quality. 71. That's my grade.
Yep.
Owen?
Nice.
Where do you put it?
Sure, yeah. I'm on the same page. It's good. It's going to discount points from having to go to Hardee's. dirty-ass place. Took them way too long. Literally only one car in front of me. Still took them like 5 minutes to get me my food. You're telling me you don't have any on, like, you know, the heat plate. So dirty ass place, slow car through somehow with one car in front of me, nobody inside. Gave me a flat Dr. Pepper, another discount, but the chicken was good. I was pleasantly surprised. So I'm going to give it a 75.
So my question, and somebody raised this in chat also, is that you're mad that they didn't have it on the heat plate already. You're mad that they didn't pre-cook this food.
I mean, it's fast food. It's fast food, not fresh food, Truman.
It should be both. It could be both. They've perfected this. It takes...
Apparently not, if it took them.
You've worked in a restaurant. I don't know if you've ever worked with a fryer, but it doesn't take long.
I actually haven't worked with a fryer.
It takes...
I've only worked with an oven and a microwave.
It takes maybe 3 to 5 minutes to fry something. And that's, you know, about an average wait time. Somebody orders it.
It was fresh then.
Drop them in the fryer. Yeah, but I mean, you know, quality takes time, and that's what Hardee's is about. And even if you went up to Hardee's and you complained, you know what they'd say? Fuck off. Take your chicken tenders, get on my face.
The burger does smell good. I am excited to try the burger. But yeah, you know, I just think it's a good sauce. It's an average chicken tender. It's, you know, it's not outstanding, but it's not bad. So right. I'm going to smack it with a 75, and I think that's where it belongs.
Right. If I was my scale for chicken tenders is if I took my 8-year-old, 9-year-old, 8-year-old niece to a restaurant, and she ordered the chicken tenders as a kid's meal item, and she ate them and was like, hey, do you want to try this? I'd be like, yeah, cool. If I'm like, yeah, that tastes like a chicken tender. This tastes like it would be good at a restaurant, at a sit-down restaurant for a child. Yep. And that's about my grade for chicken tenders. I don't expect much more than that for chicken tenders. But
I'm with you, pal.
Yeah.
All right, Brandon. Brandon, a good grade?
Let's see. So with the overall experience, I'd have to put it at about like a 78. Yeah, so like what you all said, like I think the chicken tenders are pretty good. I was definitely underestimated by how good they were for it being Hardee's, of course. I like the sauce. I thought it could have used a little bit of extra kick, but it does have some taste. Like, I'm so used to having foods or eating foods that's just, you know, plain spicy that doesn't have any, like, flavor aside from, like, you know, burning tongue. But, I also got to give the sauce some extra points because if you dip the fries in the sauce, it's actually a really good combo. It is actually a really good combo. So I'm giving it extra points for that. But if I would go back to Hardee's and order this exact same thing, I probably would not just because it was like a 15-minute drive and then just a long wait. But overall, I thought the experience was pretty good. I was definitely underestimated by it.
Nice.
Or I underestimated, I guess.
Yeah, gotcha. All right, Cole?
I agree. I'm kind of in the same camp. I guess I'm surprisingly ended up being lower than all you guys. So I don't know how well you can see it. But in the bottom, I guess I can flip it over. You can kind of see this little red splotch in here.
Oh.
So the other one was a lot worse, but like the oil of whatever they used to spice it kind of was, it was separating from the rest of the mixture. So when I first got mine, I had to like stir it around with the chicken tender and it was fine.
Okay.
But like, so one thing that you guys have all mentioned is it doesn't have a lot of kick, but mine for a little bit was like making the back of my head itch. So... It was it was like enough of a kick for me, but I also feel like I was eating a different sauce than you guys, mainly because my sauce had separated into two different layers.
Is your sauce like a yellow color?
Mine is more of like a dark orange, really dark orange. So I would grade this for reference. I'd say anything like a 70 and above. I would say that's a food that I would crave and go to that store just to buy that food. And I think this was as high as you can get without being something that I would crave just to go drive and get.
Yeah.
So I put it right at a nice 69. Because that's literally nice. Like it is as close to something as I would crave, but there's other thing like Burger King nuggets and other varieties of chicken that I would just go buy first. Okay. Over this.
I think I might adopt that scale, Cole. I think that's a very good scale. 70 is starting at things that you know seek out. If you had a
crib. Yes.
I think I like that scale a lot.
Yeah, but all those things being said, I think we all enjoyed this sauce. So that makes me excited, even more excited for this next item, because I think the vessel wasn't as good as this vessel is going to be. Because the one thing that Hardee's is known for is you know, girls in commercials and big burgers. Okay, all right. So this is not a great look just into the life. But the presentation, it comes with a little paper, like we're at In-N-Out, you know. To be fair, this burger has been, I think I've been sitting on this burger for about an hour now. But, you know, so, but yeah, I think it looks, take the top bun off here. A little, ooh, yeah, okay, so you got some jalapenos up there. Got a little pepper jack cheese, nice little dollop of sauce. Looks like I could use more sauce on here. We'll see. But, yeah, I'm ready to get it. So let's dig in.
Let's go.
That is more charbroiled than I thought it would be. Like, I guess it tastes more like a Burger King burger than I was expecting.
Yeah, I'm with you there. Mine, a little bit less dumb than I normally eat my burgers, to be honest. I don't like any pink in my burgers, and there's a little bit of pink in this one.
What?
Yeah, dude, burgers should be well done, in my opinion. I don't get my burgers medium or medium rare or anything weird like that. I think burgers should be well done.
Why?
Because it's a burger. That's always just how I've done it. I think that's the way it should be.
Interesting.
I think it depends on how thick the meat is or how thick the patty is.
I think it's also about how much you can trust the meat. Because something is ground beef has more bacteria and diseases. We're actually talking about this today. It's funny that you bring this up. We were talking about this in the Discord today. That ground beef just has more diseases and things like that. Yep. So you are supposed to get it cooked a little longer. But, like, you're not supposed to have it. Like a medium rare to a rare burger is not what you're supposed to do. Right. If you can't trust the meat. Right. Like, if you're at a nice restaurant, it's probably fine. But while we're out here, while you're at a fast food place, yeah, I would agree probably no pink from a fast food burger place. Mm-hmm. But I would have to say at least kick it down to a medium. Come on, man. We don't want no hockey puck. No hockey puck. Well done. We're bringing you on the food show. Got to go at least medium on a burger.
Dang.
Yeah. I mean, also, if we're being fair, it's just a slight coloration of pink. It's not like the center is pink or anything. It's just slightly pink. But, yeah, I just like my burgers well done, so.
Interesting. All right.
Understandable.
Well, so let's eat and be told some weird news from Cole. Cole?
Yeah.
Got some weird news for us?
Surprise, I do. And it comes from, like, everyone's a big, like, Florida fan. Florida has a lot of great weird news. But my personal favorite has to be the great state of Oklahoma, because Oklahoma news is just, it's like Florida news, but being from Kansas myself, it's like more almost relatable. Like I could see some of the kids in my hometown doing that.
Yeah.
But it's like the bottom 5% of my hometown class is like the entire state of Oklahoma. So that's just the type of people it's kind of made up of. So this one, it comes from actually something that state representative from Oklahoma, Justin Humphrey, has recently done. He has introduced a bill that could create an official Bigfoot hunting season. He believes, so in this statement, he did want to make it clear that they're not going to kill Bigfoot, but unfortunately he did leave that out of the bill itself, the text. Very interesting move there.
So you can hunt, but you can't kill Bigfoot?
You can't kill. Their goal is to try and trap a live Bigfoot. They're not promoting killing Bigfoot. They just want to promote hunting Bigfoot and finding evidence. There's been, I guess, a number of people in Oklahoma. Once again, remember who we're talking about here. These are Oklahomans who have had personal stories where they have been affected by Bigfoot throughout their lives. So it's something that he has wanted to introduce. And the funny thing is, so it all sounds ridiculous from the headline, but realistically, the thing that Justin Humphrey wants is he'd like more people to travel and use essentially the recreation areas of Oklahoma. And so he's trying to create basically a theoretical like tourism book. It's not exactly the best route. In fact, the Oklahoma Department of Wildlife Conservation, they're the people who would kind of have to back this kind of thing. They quote said, "We use science-driven research, and we don't recognize Bigfoot in the state of Oklahoma." Science-driven research, am I right? That's so.
Okay.
Other parts of this. The another big part that Humphrey wants to see is just that people could get a license and a tag that officially says that they hunted Bigfoot. It's like a, you know, kind of like a little token, a little memento.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cute. The funny thing is there are multiple states that ban there are states that have laws protecting killing of like non-recognized hunting animals. There's one state, Washington, that actually Bigfoot as an animal you cannot kill. The only state in which you can kill Bigfoot at the moment is Texas. It's funny because the David Sinclair, who is a guy, important parks and wildlife person down there, said if Bigfoot did exist and wasn't human, then it would be legal. So if you want rules to Texas hunting, not human and real, you can kill it. That's the guide. So that's it.
I can't wait to harpoon whales in Texas.
Why would Bigfoot be a non-protected wild animal? Like, because at the end of the day, we're not overrun with them like we are with deer, which is why we hunt deer.
Yeah.
We are.
Yeah. It's interesting, though, because he just wants to trap it. He wants people to trap it. But, like, if Bigfoot was supposed to be this, like, very large being, who's going to see Bigfoot and think, oh, I should just trap it? Like, holding gun in hand, Bigfoot's coming at you. How can I trap this guy? Is that everyone's first thought, or am I crazy? Right.
Yeah, I think your best shot. I don't think you're trapping a Bigfoot. I think we've been setting traps for thousands of years. Never caught a Bigfoot.
Yep.
Like Native Americans have been setting traps for a while. Never caught a Squatch. I think your best shot is probably just wounding the Bigfoot.
Truman, you bring up a good point. Why do people still believe in Bigfoot if there's no, like, Native American lore about Bigfoot? Because
there is.
I haven't heard...
Mm-hmm. I mean, there is lore about Bigfoot.
Yeah, but
it's not
Native
American
lore.
They shouldn't believe it in America, but, like, I don't think you should believe it anywhere, for the record. But, like, there are other places that have
Yetis. Like, are you talking about, like,
Yetis,
like in the Himalayas
and...
with Yetis?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, but, like, but see, that would make sense for the now Native people of Nepal... You know, who obviously aren't all ancestral Nepalians, to be like, oh, you know, Bigfoot might be there because, you know, the natives that have lived here for 10,000 years, you know, have writing about it. Native Americans haven't talked about Bigfoot ever. And people are like, oh, he's out there. So did Bigfoot come to America on a ship?
That's
what I was going to say. I was like, he came over on a ship, like wrapped.
Oklahomans who saw Bigfoot. They saw him personally.
You're right.
Couldn't have been a bear. Couldn't have been literally any other animal. It was Bigfoot.
It's great for tourism, and it's great. It's a great idea for tourism.
You know, I actually do like it. Like, you know, T-shirts. You know, I hunted Bigfoot. You know, that's a pretty decent idea. But I have a theory on what people are seeing when they see Bigfoot, dude. It's furries, bro. It's furries in their full fursuit. Everyone knows that super weird tall guy from high school. Yeah, he's a furry. And he's propping up Bigfoot stories by wearing his fursuit in public, like this out in the forest or some shit.
This is the only time I'll call Owen tall, but yeah, Owen's fursona is hanging out in the woods.
All right.
Oh, it's facts. It's just facts.
Smallest Bigfoot ever reported at 5'9".
But if it's furries, then technically Texas people can't shoot them. So,
yeah.
Are we sure?
But I don't know. I don't know if Texas actually recognizes furries by law. So,
Texas might not.
I was gonna say, like, if anything, would the people of Oklahoma really recognize a furry? There's just no way, right? There's no way they'd see it and just that's got to be an animal.
That would be an on-site killing.
It's on site with furries, dude. It's on site.
Can you imagine somebody whose family survived the Dust Bowl in Oklahoma not shooting a furry? Like,
and again,
no chance.
And again, somebody in chat has a good point. The question is, how soon after they legalized weed did they start seeing Bigfoot in the forest?
Very good question.
It's a good question.
I
saw Bigfoot.
That's a good question. Yeah.
I tell you what, partner, if I saw Bigfoot.
I don't smoke anymore. I only did it when I was in Colorado when I was legal and I lived there and I was above the age of 21 because that's the only way you should be doing it in the United States is if it's legal in a state when you're 21. But, you know, if I had enough, you know, I'd probably think that furries were Bigfoot for sure.
Dude. Bigfoot, bro. Bigfoot.
Ooh, woo. No nuzzles. Doubt. All right. That being said, let's wrap it off with the newbie. Brandon, this is your first time on the show, so we've saved you for last for the news story. And you want to tell us about it?
Yeah, so I was thinking about, you know, I was really big, or not was, I am into like horror movies. So, you know, I wanted to find something that was kind of related to something like that because, you know, it could be related to, you know, stuff that happens in real life. And what are the odds that I actually did find something related to real life about it? So this is happening in the great state of New Jersey.
I'm already scared.
Everything in Jersey, right? So this is against a man named Damon Williams. And he is essentially, went to court for second degree robbery. That's what the article says.
Okay.
Second degree robbery.
Okay.
And so, essentially, long story short, Williams ended up, or he is currently serving a 14-year term just because the prosecutors used a photo from the movie The Shining to defend their side. And the photo is, like, you know, it's Johnny's head saying, "Here's Johnny." Like,
right,
you know,
of course, of
after
course
breaking through a door with an axe. Right. Yeah, so the prosecutors used that photo and basically said that actions speak louder than words, and that, you know, with that image, they're saying that Williams should be convicted for a more serious offense because of said photo. It also says that second degree robbery does require the use of force and the threat of force, so. I would assume that, you know, second degree robbery would involve force. Again, kind of why they use the phone.
Okay, I have several questions. First off, how did these lawyers pass the
ball? I think the best part.
Well, hold on. What were you saying? What's the best
part? Sorry.
I was gonna say at the end of the article, it says that prosecutors must walk a fine line when comparing a defendant with an individual whom the jury associates with violence or guilt. And then after that, it said the prosecutor's office just didn't comment about the actual trial after the ruling on Tuesday. They just didn't say anything about it.
Dude, that lawyer got fired, man. That lawyer got fired. The practice said you can't practice here anymore. Like,
So the reference was meant to illustrate that the actions speak louder than words.
Yes.
So he didn't say anything. He didn't... I guess we don't have all of it. Case has overturned a man's bank robbery conviction because of a prosecutor's... So they overturned this case because they referenced it to this. So at the end of the day, they used this originally, and it held up in court. That was, like, okayed.
Anything in New Jersey.
They were like, you know what?
Only in New Jersey.
Perfect.
Right.
They're like,
New Jersey, well, that's a pretty good picture of The Shining. You know, he does bring up a good point.
New Jersey juries only understand things in picture form. You can't put it out in writing. So they were like, "What is that him? is that from the bank robbery?" Yeah.
I can't believe it. Oh my gosh. It's the guy right there.
Yeah, which... So, they convicted him of second-degree robbery, which requires the use of force or the threat of force.
Right.
Rather than the less serious crime.
Well, I didn't mention this, but the article also says that no threatening words were spoken to the bank teller.
Yeah, he just passed her a note.
Passed them a note. Yeah, yeah, but... Yeah, so I'm assuming that there was no violence that ensued. I am assuming, just because of that statement, that there was no violence that ensued. But he still got charged with second-degree robbery.
Does the article say that the man had a weapon?
Does not. No, it did not say anything about that.
So he just passed her notes and said, give me the money, with no weapon. And then they used a picture of him in The Shining and won the case?
Yes.
Yes.
I have so many questions. I have questions.
Because it's not about using the weapon or... threatening to use, it's about the sending a message, Owen.
So look here, see, it's not about robbing the bank. It's about what's in the note.
Yeah.
Only in New Jersey could this happen.
Is it, you know, like, I feel like they reference the movie because he has an axe and he chops this hole in the door. And he doesn't say he's going to use the axe to chop them up. He just says, "Here's Johnny." Is that the reach that they had to make? They were like, and like this.
You see, he didn't say he was going to murder the teller, but because he gave her a note that said, "Put the money in the bag," we can assume
the implication
was that he's going to murder this person. This teller.
Lawyer better be fired. These prosecutors have got to be fired. The jurors have got to be banned from being a juror. These jurors are 100%. Because, you know.
I don't know if you can blame the jurors. You blame the judge for allowing this to go on.
Yeah,
the judge has to call something. Or the defense attorney has to say objection to you guys comparing my client to The Shining.
Yeah, all of those. I can guarantee you that all of those jurors are now blacklisted. Because, you know. Prosecutors get to choose their jury out of, like, you know, like 40 or whatever people, and they get to toss people out when they come and interview.
Right.
All of those jurors are now blacklisted. They did their job. They don't have to be on court duty ever again. All of them are, you know, a lawyer's going to see their name and they're going to be like, nope, this moron was on that one case with The Shining.
I think the odds that you end up on more than one jury in your life is probably rare. They don't just, like, keep people around.
Well, yeah, but I don't know. I mean, I'm pretty sure, but most people do, like, two or three in their lifetime. I'm pretty sure.
They serve jury duty. Whether they get on a jury, I think, is up in the air. Because, like, I've already served my first jury duty, so I'm almost guaranteed, statistically, I wasn't on a jury, but I had to go, and I didn't get picked for a jury. So I did my thing, but, yeah.
So, wait, so did the defense or the prosecution talk to you?
I didn't. So what happened in my case, it was super funky. I got into a courtroom. They're getting ready to interview us. And then I think the defendant ended up pleading guilty that morning. And so they were getting the case entirely ready but to the point of almost selecting a jury. And then it all got, like, washed away. And so I got pushed to the afternoon group. And then in the afternoon, they didn't have enough cases for me. So...
Wait, well, we've got you here. We got another one for you.
Oh, yeah. Well, the funniest thing about that is, like, I had the most ridiculous poison ivy, in my entire life that day. It was from I went out camping that weekend. Yeah, I went out camping the weekend before that. Horrible poison ivy. Pretty much my eyes were swollen. Like, yeah, you could physically see my face just looked terrible. And I went up to the counter, and it's 3 p.m. I ended up getting a doctor's appointment at 3:30 to get like a corticosteroid or whatever, so I could get prescribed whatever, so I could And I go up to the counter, and I'm like, "Hey, I have a doctor's appointment. I don't know if they're gonna call us or anything, but it's almost the end of the day. Can I get out of here early?" And they're like, "Well, if you do leave, you'll have to come back for another time. You'll have to suspend your visit. Otherwise, you'll have to stay." So I stay out. They ended up at like 3:35, like 5 minutes after this doctor's appointment. Like, all right, everyone can go. That's it. Lost my time slot. Yeah. So that's jury duty. The government.
Why
didn't
you
really
choose that for your weird story? That's a great
weird news. I went to jury duty with poison ivy.
Yes. Yeah.
Interesting. That is, well, you know what? I've learned a lot about jury duty. Thank you. Thank you, Brandon, for bringing this story so I can learn how jury duty actually works. And as for this case, this is wrong on a lot of people at a lot of levels here. The jury shouldn't have been swayed by it, but to be fair, that lawyer shouldn't have brought it up. And to be fair, the other lawyer should have objected to it. And to be fair, the judge probably shouldn't have allowed it to be.
And also, we also don't know if that's what swayed the jury. You know, it might have been like,
right.
So here's a picture of this guy. Here's a video of her acting in a threatening manner. But also The Shining, guys.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, but now you've thrown it out. That's the thing about court cases. If you did any of that kind of stuff, they've got to throw the whole thing out, and that's the law, baby. So,
right.
That's incredible. I like that story a lot. That was incredible.
Thank you. Very, very educational. So let's wrap up this episode of Grub Buds. We need to rate that burger. And you know what? I'm full. I'm feeling full after that.
I didn't eat my full burger because I'm a little bit full.
Well, you also had fries.
And I also did get the double. You guys just get the single, or did you all get the double?
I got the single.
Yeah, I was a moron getting the double. What an idiot. If you want to see the face of an idiot, it's bottom left corner of twitch.tv/steam/twitch.tv/domination7.
Oh, no, I haven't switched my frame yet. You just yelled
also
at Brandon.
Also, just ended up getting a double, but I know I ordered a single. I also ordered a 3-piece chicken strip and got 5.
That's Hardee's, baby.
Dude, I ordered a small drink and ended up with this
monster. Mediums. I keep forgetting. At Wendy's and Hardee's, you cannot get mediums because you'll
Burger King. Burger King are the same way.
Yeah. I always forget. And then I'm like, say Jack, oh, fuck, I got a medium. And then it's like, here's your medium, sir. Here's your gallon jug of sweet tea.
I think at the end of the day, I think McDonald's is the only one that actually has. At this point, everybody else is normal. And McDonald's, in a weird twist of fate, is the one that has the smaller drinks than everybody else.
But I like the McDonald's size. I think the McDonald's large is the perfect size for a large drink.
You cannot convince me that anybody needs 44 ounces of soda to drink to eat a meal.
Especially if they're just going to load it all the way up with ice. Looking at you, Popeyes. Looking at you, Canes.
Burger King. Burger King fills it all the way up with ice, too. That being said, let's rank the burgers. We'll go in reverse order this time. We started with me last time. We went all the way up to Cole. We'll go to Cole. We'll come down to me. Cole.
Nice. Yeah.
How do you feel about this burger?
So I gotta admit, I'm gonna try and not put too much bias into this because I don't like the charbroiled burgers. Like they're enjoyable enough. Like I don't think it's a bad quality burger. It's just that flavor is not for me. I don't know what it is. But yeah, it's just not quite my thing. But it was still really good. I felt like the burger could have used a lot more sauce. Like I had sauce on the bottom and on the top of mine. And it still wasn't enough. Like, it still needed more. So I was literally taking that extra cup of sauce I had and just dunking it, just straight up dunking that burger in there. On a positive note, when I was doing that and taking multiple bites, my nose was running. Like, I was like, I was consuming so much sauce, pretty much just spooning it into my mouth that it got me a little bit. So I'd have to say, though, overall, I do think this is something I could crave on a rare occasion, just because that spice is nice, and there's not a lot of burger places that make a good spicy burger with good flavor.
That's true.
So I personally am going to give this guy a 72.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Brandon.
I'm actually gonna give this a rating of, I'd say like a 65.
Okay.
Which is a little bit lower than I was gonna go at first, but I was going off of Cole scale where it's like I'm not really craving this burger, or at least I don't feel like I would crave it, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It kind of just reminds me of like a Burger King burger, if I'm being quite honest.
Yeah.
And at that point, I might as well just go to Burger King, get like a burger from like their dollar menu at that, I guess. That being said, I did have a different experience with sauce. I was actually kind of lost in sauce with this burger. It was just like filled with sauce. It was filled with sauce. But I like the jalapenos. It was a nice kick. I was gonna say the sauce kind of reminds me of like, if you've ever been to like Red Robin, like that campfire sauce. Oh. It kind of reminds me of that, okay, with like a kick to it.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
But, like, it's a good burger, but I don't think it's just something that I would crave. So, gotcha. Yeah, just leave it there.
Gotcha. All right. So, sorry, Cole, yours was a, what did you give it again?
72.
72. We had a 65. We forgot. Yep. I forgot to do it on the first one. I don't know if anybody got an average from the first one.
I did, yeah.
Oh, you did? Oh, what was the average on the first one?
The first one was a 73.25.
Interesting. All right, all right. Owen, your score for the burger?
So, as the theme of me being on this podcast at the same time as Cole, I'm going to agree with Cole again. I think the burger is good. I once again agree with Cole that charbroiled burgers just aren't my favorite. I like more of a McDonald's, a Five Guys style of burger patty. I'm not too big of a fan of like the charbroiled. I know that, you know, I'm biased because I just don't really like that charbroiled all that much. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I can't say it was a bad burger. I think if it would have been better done, you know, I personally like my stuff all the way well through on burgers. But it wasn't bad. The jalapenos were good. The onions were crisp. The lettuce was probably the best fast food lettuce that I've seen. You know, actually looked like a decent slice of lettuce, and that it hadn't been sitting there for a full week. Which I know, having worked at fast food, the lettuce does sit there a long time sometimes. Using Cole's scale of, you know, above 70 means you would have a craving for it. I'm gonna give it a flat 70. I think that, you know, if I got a better cooked burger, more of my style of all the way through, maybe a little bit better cheese, more sauce, and more onion, I think I could have got a better crunch out of it, and then I could use some pickles on it. So my toppings would be lettuce, onion, jalapeno pickle, and then, of course, the sauce. And I think that would be a better burger. But, I mean, it's not terrible. And the chicken strips were good, so... I'm gonna give it 70. I think that's what it deserves.
See, so my issue with this burger is I think what's seriously hampering it is that I ate it an hour after I picked it up at the drive-thru.
Yeah.
is that you know, truth be told, I picked it up at 6:05, and I think we ate it. I looked at the clock right when we started to eat it. I think it was like 7:10.
Right.
I mean, hell, this episode's is about at the hour mark right now. So, like, I want to give it more props, because at the end of the day, like, the bun had gotten kind of soggy, and that didn't help it much. And
you know, you make a good point, Truman. Sorry to interrupt you here, but this is probably one of the best fast food burger buns, especially for a place with a drive-thru. I'd actually have to say it's probably the top drive-thru bun out of all of the places that I normally go for burgers, actually.
I'd like to see how other buns could hold up against a sandwich that has, like, because my lettuce was wet, man. And I'm like, this is, and it, you're right, it was a good piece of lettuce. Although I will tell you that if you get, like, if you order, like, the crisp leaf lettuce at McDonald's, they've got it because they put it on the Chicken Club. If you order in the app, get rid of the shredded lettuce, 20 cents or whatever it is, add the crisp lettuce. If you got money to ball like that, I'll send you a quarter on Venmo or something. And then you put that crisp lettuce on there, and it's not, you know, it works.
Does it add?
It adds. It adds, yes. And it's a good piece of lettuce. We're off on a tangent on McDonald's lettuce. But it's, like, because it sat so long, the garden on the burger just kind of sogged it out a bit. But again, I think more things would be more soggy. But I'm also like Cole. I love a good spicy burger. I love the spicier, like pepper jack cheese is one of those things where everyone's like, oh, it's the spicier cheese. But you can't really taste the peppers in it as much. Like, people will be like, ooh, it's habanero pepper jack cheese. Fucking, it tastes the same as pepper jack cheese. It's just a little spicier. Put ghost pepper. Ghost pepper. Pepper jack cheese tastes just like pepper jack cheese. So, but that being said, is that with the sauce, with the jalapenos, it did have some kick. I had to, in the middle of Cole's telling you a story, I had to go fill up my water bottle again because I had a soda and the soda doesn't help with spice. So I had to go get, old reliable water from the faucet there for a bit. And, I like that about it. And yeah, and to the same point, the spicy burgers just aren't available at fast food restaurants. When I go to Five Guys, I go get grilled jalapenos and hot sauce and stuff like that. And I search for that on a lot of places. So having it was a good amount of spice. The jalapenos were a nice touch. I think they do it a lot better than a lot of other places, but again, it didn't knock it out of the park, but again, I waited an hour on it. So I'm going to put it at a 75. I put it slightly above the chicken strips for me. And again, I think if it was more fresh, I think we're looking at an even better score. And I'm a sucker for a good spicy burger. So a 75 is my overall grade. It just took me 3 minutes to explain that for you guys. So you said the chicken tenders was an average of 23.5?
73.25.
Wow, whoa. 73.
Very close. You're very, like, that's...
Whoa, all right, I'm mixing. I'm Liz Dexic. And what was the burger score?
Oh, are you asking me?
Oh, I don't know.
Hold on. I
can do it.
Give me a second. Tabulating.
Oh, let's see if we can concur. Do you concur? 70.5?
A 70.5, yeah. That is the numbers.
So we had the chicken strips.
Slightly crave this.
Yeah, I think we'd both, like, if you were stranded and you had to stop at a gas station, you're like, man, I'm hungry, and there's a Hardee's in that gas station, maybe you get one of these items. Neither of these, again, you guys all had to drive like 15 to 20 minutes for it. I'm not sure it's worth a 15 to 20 minute drive for any of this. I had to drive 6 to 7 minutes, and it still probably won't be my rotation. But also, to be fair, I've got, like, Wendy's 3 minutes, McDonald's 3 minutes, Burger King 4 minutes. It's tough. It has to knock out of the park for me to go get it. And if I'm going to get a spicy burger, I'm probably still going to Five Guys because I can hit it. But at the end of the day, again, if I'm stranded and there's a Hardee's at a gas stop, at a gas station, rest stop, whatever you call them, I like it.
Yeah.
I'd eat it. I'd be like, yeah, give me one of those. But, and if you live in a place that has Carl's Jr., they have Beyond Meat instead. So if you wanted a meatless burger, you go Beyond Meat. And I wonder how different that would be with the spice. I bet the spice would be more apparent.
Is there really a difference between Hardee's and Carl's Jr.? Like, do they?
Yes.
I know.
There's some like items.
There's like a noticeable difference in like the flavor of the stuff though?
No. No, there isn't. As someone who's eaten both Hardee's and Carl's Jr. Expert.
Yeah, my family doesn't do that. I come from a big McDonald's family. There's always a McDonald's there. So, we don't really need to experiment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like, it shows up in, like, well, like, Hardee's has the like, Frisco thick burger. Carl's Jr. has the Beyond Meat. It's a weird...
Carl's Jr. also has that, like, that rib burger that Shark Tank had, remember? They bought, like, they have this, like, barbecue rib meat sandwich.
Oh. I remember eating one of those in the first episode of Grub Butts. It was
McRib
underwhelming.
Yeah, but apparently it's, I don't know. It was back. On Shark Tank.
Interesting.
So it's
interesting.
Maybe
all right.
future Grubbuds episode idea.
Interesting. And speaking of future episodes, let's wrap this one up. Let's give some shout outs. Brandon, do you got anything you want to shout out anywhere we can find you, anything you wanna draw attention to or
I'd like to thank my parents for allowing me to be here today. I'd like to thank Truman for allowing me to be here today. And I'd like to thank my car for allowing me to go to Hardee's.
So allowing you to go to Hardee's.
All, there it is. That was worth the anticipation.
Dude. I know. We were all like, ooh. All right. Cole, you got anything to shout out?
Yeah, I'd like to shout out twitch.tv/steammachine and the design team over there, Sexiest Design Team on Twitch.
It's true. It's a great design team. A great graphics design team.
That's undisputed, by the way.
Very sexy.
Absolutely.
One of them just got a fresh haircut, and the other one's just always hot. So, all right, Owen. I know you've got stuff you want to shout out.
Yes, sir. I'd like to shout out my mom, my dad, my sisters, cousins, grandma's dog's roommate. And then I'd like to shout out Dom That's True Tomorrow on Tuesdays, live at 7:30. And then I would like to shout out twitch.tv/domination7. You can find me there and on Twitter at domination7. Thank you.
Yes, and that is DAHMINATION and the number 7.
That's correct, sir.
Yes, and of course, I am Truman Steen, the Steam Machine. You can find me twitch.tv/steammachine, STEEHNMACHINE. Same on Twitter. Grubbuds is available on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, along with the show that I do, of course, with Owen Dom, called Dom That's True, also available on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Anywhere you get your podcast, really. Yeah, I appreciate you guys being here. Of course. Oh, and we do Dom That's True on Tuesdays at 7:30 PM Central Time. We do Grub Buds. We always say 7:30 PM Central Time, and I always tell everybody 7:30 PM Central Time, but it'll almost inevitably always be at 7:45 PM Central Time, and that's fine. But I appreciate everybody being here. I appreciate if you made it this far in the episode. Again, tune in next week. Who knows what we'll do. You know, we barely know what we're going to do any amount of time before. But again, I appreciate you being here, and we will see you next week.